Second point, salvation is our only affair. The affair of eternal salvation is not only the most important, but it is the only affair to which we have to attend in this life. One thing is necessary. Saint Bernard weeps over the blindness of Christians who call the occupations of children trifles and their own employments business. If the amusements of children be trifles, the employments of men are still greater follies. What, says the Redeemer, will it profit us to gain the whole world if we lose our souls? My brother, if you save your soul, it will do you no harm to have lived here in poverty, afflictions, and contempt. For then you will have no more sorrows, and you will be happy for all eternity. But if you lose your soul, what will it profit you in hell to have indulged in all the amusements of the world, and to have enjoyed its riches and honors? If the soul be lost, amusements, riches, and honors are lost. All is lost. What answer will you give on the day of account? Were a king to send an ambassador to a city to transact some important business, and were the legate, instead of attending to the charge entrusted to him, to spend all his time in banquets, comedies, and festivities, and thus injure the rights of his master, what account would the sovereign demand of him at his return? But, O God, how strict must be the account which the Lord will exact of him, who, after being placed in this world not to indulge in amusements, nor to acquire wealth and dignity, but to save his soul, has attended to everything except to his own salvation. Worldlings think of the present, but not of the future. Saint Philip Neri, conversing one day in Rome with Francis Zazzera, a young man of talent, who was attached to the world, said to him, "You will realize a great fortune. You will be a prelate afterward, perhaps a cardinal, and perhaps even pope. But what must follow? What must follow?" "Go," said the saint, "and meditate on these last words." Francis went home, and after reflecting on the words, "What must follow? What must follow?" he abandoned his secular pursuits, left the world, entered into the congregation of Saint Philip, and began to attend only to God. It is our only affair, because we have but one soul. A prince asked, through his ambassador, a favor of Benedict XII, which could not be granted without sin. In answer, the Pope said, "Tell the prince that if I had two souls, I might, perhaps, lose one of them for him and reserve the other for myself. But since I have but one, I cannot and will not lose it." Saint Francis Xavier used to say that there is but one good and one evil in the world. The former consists in the salvation of the soul, the latter in its damnation. Saint Teresa used frequently to say to her nuns, "One soul, one eternity." As if she said, "One soul, if this be lost, all is lost." One eternity. The soul, if lost once, is lost forever. Hence David said, "One thing have I asked of the Lord, this I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord." "Lord, I ask but one favor, save my soul, and I ask nothing else."